how he came so far from glory. He came and dwelt among the lowly, such as I, to suffer shame and such disgrace. On Mount Calvary, take my place. Then I ask myself this question: who am I? Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray, not my will, thine for? The answer I may never know, why he ever loved me so, but to no rugged cross he'd go. For who am I? When I'm reminded of his words, I'll leave you never. Just be true and I'll give to you life forever. Oh, I wonder what I could have done to deserve God's only Son, to fight my battles till they're won. For who am I, and who am I, that a king would lead and die for? Who am I that he would pray, not my will, thine for? The answer I may never know, why he ever loved me so, but to no rugged cross he'd go. For who am I? The answer I may never know, why he ever loved me so, but to no rugged cross he'd go. For who am I?
A loser without direction, I drifted aimlessly on the backside of a place called nowhere, forgotten by humanity. When they talked about potential, they did not refer to me, 'cause everyone could clearly see what I was, I would always be. But he saw not what I was, he saw what I could be. When he reached his hand to where I was, he made a change in me. All he had to hope for was just a possibility. Still he saw not what I was, he saw what I could be. So now you know the reason I lift my head so willingly. If If he had not found me when he did, I'd still be lost as I could be. Though I'm still far from perfect, I'm even further still, you see, from the life I lived just yesterday, before the Lord saved me, and he saw not what I was, he saw what I could be. When he reached his hand to where I was, he made a change in me. All he had to hope for was just a possibility. Still he saw not what I was, he saw what I could be.
I've prayed.
free from the fear of tomorrow. I'm free from the guilt of the past. I've traded my shackles for a glorious song. I'm free, praise the Lord, free
I'm free.
I'm free from the fear of tomorrow. I'm free from the guilt of the past. I've prayed in my shackles for a glorious song. I'm free, praise the Lord, free at last. I'm free, praise the Lord, free at last.
People down. I don't want to talk about people. I don't want to see all their faults and not see their good quality. Hey, here's what the devil will tune you into faults, amen, and get your eyes off of what they do that's good. Amen, amen. Man, that's good. That's good preaching. Even if I am guilty. He said he manifested his love. We are to practice love. We're to love one another. Amen. It's a commandment. It's not an option. Look in verse 12. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. I found something out about this verse. It seemed, why did God insert that right there? No man has seen God at any time. It seemed like that's inserted right there. It has nothing to do with the subject. No man, what does he say? Look in verse 12. No man has seen, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth on. You know what? And I studied that verse, honestly. I said, that seems like an insertion that don't have nothing to do with it. Here's what I found out. No man has seen God at any time. Here's what he said. They must see him in you. How is man going to see God? He's got to see it in you. They got to see it in you. Well, I ain't get much response to that, but that's all right. That verse is in, looks like, what has that got to do with, you know how they're going to see God? They're going to see God through you. What's the old saying that we quoted? Nobody cares how much you know till they know how much you care. Nobody cares how much you know till they know how much you care. You really can't tell people a lot till they know you care about them. Amen and amen. And by the way, I'm going to insert this. Lord, help me. You're not just to love a select few. You're to love everybody. Be careful in a church that you don't get you a little crowd and you don't mess with nobody else. Amen. You're to love everybody. Don't get a little crowd where that's the only crowd you felt. And I know church and I know life sometimes puts you together more than it does with other people. Oh, God, help me this morning. Hey, God, it puts us together more with other people than some. But I want to say this. Hey, generally speaking, we are a fellowship with everybody. Amen and amen. Praise God. That's good preaching. Because it's the Bible. Listen to me. Oh, this is getting deeper than what I thought. He did say it's wider and deeper than you can. We read that verse. Are y'all listening to me? Sometimes in serving God, if we aren't careful, we get our little crowd and we shun everybody else. God ain't like that. God loves you if you're rich, and God loves you if you're poor. If you aren't careful, here's what we do. We hang around with those who we think got some influence. Oh, God, yeah. Well, I'm not going to mess with that crowd over there because they don't have anything to offer me. So I'm going to mess with this crowd here because they have something to offer me. That ain't the way God is. And he said, we have God's love in it. It's God's love in us, not our love. It's God's love in it. And so our God's love in it calls us to love everybody. Amen and amen. I want to I'll just make it real personal. I want to fellowship with Brother Lance because we love each other. We're brothers. And dear God, I love this man. But I want to fellowship with David that sits on the back row. Oh, y'all listening to me? Hey, David's a child of God, just like everybody else is a child of God. Hey, some poor person come in. Hey, we're to fellowship with them like we do with everybody else. Now, I know life puts us together sometimes more with others than others, but it's not because we don't love one another. Woo! Glory! Lord, give me this while I'm preaching. Amen and amen. We like to associate with those that can do something for us. Or we like to associate with people that make us feel like I associate with the upper crust. I don't know who the upper crust would be in Life Baptist Church. The upper crust is crusty. Man, I'm telling you, this is a convicting text right here. I'm telling you, the love of God's in me. I'm saved. And the Bible says I'm the love of my brothers and sisters. And not only that, I'm the love of those that don't even love me. Now, you only God, this is not something you can do. This is something God does through you. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't we having a wonderful time here this morning? It's a commandment. It's not an option. Our God is to be known through how we live and care. Amen. I don't have that power. Not everybody's lovable. You can say amen. This is a fact. Not everybody's lovable. And we gravitate, and I understand that. We gravitate to those that are lovable. But not everybody, but we weren't lovable. And God loved us. Amen and amen. So we must have the Spirit of God to do that. Look in verse 13. I'm about through. Hereby we know that we dwell in Him and He in us because we have His Spirit. I'm telling you, that's the key. The key is we have the Spirit of God. We have the nature of God. Amen. We've helped people before. We have helped people in this church in 40 years and been blamed for doing them wrong. That's the truth. And that takes love. Man, great Lord, I ain't saying we're the only church. Many churches have done much more. But I'm telling you, Life Baptist Church has poured their heart out to people. Man, we have bought houses. Well, not houses. I don't want to leave nobody. We have bought trailers. My brother said trailers, what you hold trash off in. We have bought mobile homes. We have bought cars. We have put them in motel rooms. We have fed them. We have clothed them. And then they look at us and get mad. 40 years, I'm telling you the honest to goodness truth. They have got mad at us. And we've helped them. What does that make you want to do? Not help nobody else? No, I just tell you, and I studied this message. I got out of the head. I'm going to do it again. I might need a little more wisdom. Amen. But that ain't stopped me from wanting to help people. Why do you say that? Because I have the love of God within me, and God loved me when I didn't do right. Amen and amen. Now, that's not an excuse to just go crazy. I commit to this church. We've helped people we probably shouldn't have helped. But I want to go down on the record saying this. At least I did all I could. At least I want to go on the record. You say, well, they took you. Did they abuse? Did they take Jesus? He fed them. He fed 20,000 people out of 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And what did they do? They walked off in laughing. He said, will you also go away? He gave them a little hard saying. And he said, will you also go away? And the Bible said they all forsook him. After he just fed their bellies. That's a bad word, but I'm going to use it. Because it's in the Bible. How do you know it's in the Bible? It said Jonah landed in the whale of the belly. The belly of the whale. It's time to go home, I'm telling you. Sir, if we didn't care for you, you wouldn't be here. If we didn't love you. And God knows I preach like this. In the men's home, we've had Brother Jess got to Accra County. I know it's over 100. It's over 100 men. We've had over 100 men come through our home. Lots of those men. Some of them left cussing us, didn't they, Brother Lane? Some of them had literally got them out of prison, and they've left cussing us. Literally left cussing us. Literally. Knocked windows in. They've knocked windows in. Threw metal things through the windows. Stole things. You know what? What did that do? That'll make me want to quit. I need a big amen on that. It don't make me want. I want to help somebody else. I want to take every man at face value. Not because that man did that. Don't mean this man's going to do that. I'm glad God don't look at us like that. I'm glad God loves us individually. Amen. I think I'll just try to help somebody. It's a commandment. I read this verse the other day in the Bible. I know this verse. He that hath pity on the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he has given, he'll pay him yet again. The Bible said, if you will help poor people, God will help you. Amen. Dear God, that's in the Bible. I read it this week. Hey, if you will help poor people, God will help you. So, there's a preacher, I'm telling you, Brother Jim, this is the truth. I can tell you where it is, but I won't. He said he's going to change his ministry to helping only the affluent people. He wanted his church to be an affluent church. He wanted he wanted rich people and well-to-do people. So he was changing his ministry toward that. You know what I thought about? Here's how you do that. Help poor people. You help poor people, God will give you people to take care of you. That's God's way. How you going to call a crowd because they ain't got what you got? God has what I'm trying to say, church. God loves everybody. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in His sight.
Amen, brother.
And we get hung up on that sometimes. You may as well say amen, church. We get hung up. But I'm telling you, God loves everybody.
Amen.
Amen. Everywhere, all the time. Amen and amen. It's a commandment. It's communion. Look in verse 12. I'm through. Verse 12. No man has seen God at any time. If you love one another, God dwelleth in us, and His love is perfect in you. The word dwell means constant and continuous. God lives in us, and we live in God. We are to be continuous in the atmosphere of the love of God. I just inserted this, and I'm through. You know how I stay in the atmosphere of the love of God? I play tapes, I play singing, I pray, I read, I meditate, I go to church. That's how I stay in the presence of God. Amen. I read where this particular person was always smelled good. Said he always smelled good. Finally, they asked him one day, why do you always smell so good? You use cologne? Said, no. Said, I work at the florist shop. And he said, the scent of them flowers evidently even ingrained it, he got in his flesh. And everywhere he went, he smelled good.
Yeah.
Amen. Hey, we ought to live in an atmosphere of the love of God. Physically there, but spiritually. An Indian woman had been deserted by her tribe after she had become very sick. The missionary found her and took her in and nursed her back to health. As they were dealing with her to be saved through believing in Jesus, the door swung open and in walked the missionary that had found her. The Indian woman looked at the man, had found her and said, is that Jesus? They said, no. They said, well, I want to meet the Jesus that's just like that man because he saved my life.
Amen.
Amen. Nobody cares how much you know. Doesn't know how much you care. We are to demonstrate the love of God. Hey, love is more than emotion. Could I get back to the marriage class? One statement and we're going to pray. When you got married, it was love emotionally. But I'm going to tell you what, love's going to grow from emotion. Love has to grow from emotion. Love is an action. You can love. You might not have an emotion about it, but you can love without emotion. Now, when you love without emotion, it will get emotional. Amen and amen. I hope I ain't saying word. I'm not trying to confuse anybody. But love's more than emotion. Amen. And I'll take it back to the marriage class. If it was just an emotion, my wife would have left me 50 years ago. But she stayed with me, amen, when love was gone. The emotional part was gone. But because she loved me, she stayed with me. Praise God. Ain't you glad you did? It paid off. It paid off. It paid off. That poem this morning, roses are red, violets are blue. This has nothing to do with you. Because of the silver in your hair, we have been together 50 years. That's what I put in there. I can tell y'all the rest of it. It gets better. It gets better. Are y'all listening to me? Love is more than emotion. Now I know, let's don't take the emotion out. I'm for emotion. I love emotion. But it's more than emotion. It's the love of God in us. Let's stand. Let's pray.